backyard.
That's marshland.
And what if it is wet like that, but it has trees on it?
Well, it could be swampland, yeah, swampland.
And would that make any difference whether it's in salty water or fresh water?
Well, you'd have freshwater swamps, but you don't have any saltwater swamps. Saltwater will kill the trees. You don't have any saltwater swamps. It'd have to be freshwater.
Would you call it a marsh if it was freshwater without trees?
Yeah, we have a freshwater marsh and we have a saltwater marsh, you know. In fact, this freshwater marsh here in the Delta, that's where we had all the rice plantations, you see. It had as much as 7,000 acres planted. In fact, this land out here in front of me has been planted in rice.
Now, is this fresh water out here?
Yeah, this is fresh water. Yeah, fresh water. It's pretty much fresh. The river has to get very, very low for it to even get a little brackish here. Of course, we have tides here. We have tide from the ocean, but it's bringing the fresh water in.
How much does it rise and fall with the tide?
We have from a 6 to 9 foot tide.
Does that mean from low tide to high tide it's 6 to 9 feet?
No, it varies between from 6 to 9 feet. Yeah, but different times of the month and different times of the year you have different tides, and then of course the wind, when you've got a higher wind you have different tides. That amused me, this boy on our trip, he explained the tides and all. I sat back and listened, and boy, I've worked with the tides a long, long time, and I never have gotten it out scientifically. We had one man lived over on St. Simon one time, was a PhD from Tech. He was quite smart, and he wrote a book on it, but I never did analyze it yet. But you know, the tides are a great thing. In fact, I figured up on the St. Lawrence the other day, you see, the tide runs up nearly up to Montreal, and you can do a lot working with the tide when you start working against tide. And of course, I figured over in England, that's the one thing. Of course, I knew they had a heavy tide over there, but you get to looking at it, thinking about the English history and fellows coming over there and all. And they have a 19-foot tide there. Well, you can get in a good boat and a little bit of wind and a 19-foot tide, you can cover a lot of territory just without any other locomotion. But anyway, and the tide varies in different parts of the country. Now, as you get down in Florida, they'd have maybe 6 to 8 inches, 10 inches tide. And I haven't learned all about it yet.
If you went out there at low tide and stuck a stick in the ground and marked it,
yeah,
then at high tide it would be 6 feet above that mark?
6 feet, yeah. And of course you have the neap tides. A lot of people say nip, but it's neap tide. And you have the spring tide, and the tide runs on the new moon and the full moon, you get spring tides. Tide springs 3 days before the full moon and 3 days afterwards. And 3 days before the new moon and 3 days afterwards. And your neap tides is where you have your normal 6 foot tide, just normal tide.
And the spring tide would be the 9 foot?
Spring tide would run as high as 9 foot. And then the two highest tides in the year are May and September. It's equinoctial in September, and it's the changing of the seasons and all. It's a good study in itself. And if you're working out there in the river, of course everybody's got big 100 horsepower motors now, but when you had small motors and had to work with the tide and so forth, why, it's a great thing to know. You got to work with it. It's like you heard of working with the tide, working against the tide. It's like life if you work with the tide and so forth.
And they were announcing what the tides were going to be when the hurricane was.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure, yeah,
didn't
yeah.
Make any sense to them.
They said it would be as high as 12 foot in Louisiana and different places. And ordinarily, I imagine their tides over there, the tides on the Gulf would be not very high, I don't think. Because as I say, down in Florida, I think it runs from